You're listening to Fritz and Friends on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
And welcome back to Fritz and Friends. I'm Cheryl Fritz here along with Mark Price producing 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Going out on the phone now to Senator Glenn Anderson, a Democrat from Westland. Good evening, sir. How are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you, Cheryl?
I'm doing very well. Thank you so much for joining us this evening. Trying to wade through the issue of unemployment benefits as was passed in the Senate yesterday. We just talked to our Senator Mike Kowal of White Lake, a Republican, and he said a compromise was reached. Do you agree that it was a compromise?
I see it quite differently. There was no compromise. There was no negotiation on the part of the Republicans with the Democrats in the Michigan Senate. And I'm not sure exactly what happened in the House, but it sounds like it was pretty much the same situation in the House. Michigan was the only state in the entire country that was eligible for these additional 20 weeks of unemployment that chose to use it as an opportunity to basically go after working people and those that have been chronically unemployed in our state.
And well, let's just expand on that for a minute, because I'm sincerely interested in the information. If the benefits were extended for another 20 weeks, is it the portion that you have an issue with that it goes in effect for folks who apply after 2012, after January 2012, that it'll lessen their unemployment benefits?
Yes, exactly. They use this opportunity rather than a clean minor change, technical change that needed to be made in Michigan's current law. They use this as an opportunity to basically change the structure of Michigan unemployment insurance for workers into the future perpetuity, really, unless the law has changed back. And I was glad to hear, I did hear part of the interview, I was glad to hear that Senator Kowal did admit that the Michigan Chamber was the motivating force behind this, because I think it just points to the fact that this current Senate makeup and legislative makeup is more interested in doing the bidding of the Michigan Chamber than they are of working for people that are working hard in Michigan and those that are struggling that are even in between jobs right now. And we will be the only state that only provides 20 weeks of unemployment after the beginning of next year. And it'll also have another effect that in the long term, should the federal government provide an additional extension, the extension will be less than currently because of our lack of maintenance of effort on our part. It will shorten the overall length of time should the feds extend the unemployment again.
And just so I have the numbers right, sir, federally, the benefits could be claimed for 73 weeks, and then Michigan would now be at additional 20 weeks instead of 26. So we'd be at 93 weeks instead of, 99 weeks? Is my math right?
Right. And like I said, that's currently. If in the future the feds, and there's no guarantee, certainly it takes an act of Congress to extend those unemployment benefits and provide that extra extension. So we could be in a situation, as we have been in years past, where Michigan workers that are laid off would only receive the 20 weeks that the state might be providing, not even the 26 that they had been eligible for in the past. And as you know, historically, Congress has only stepped in when it's been a continuing economic hardship that multiple states sometimes have experienced. So, and they've stepped in, but there's no guarantee they'll do that in the future. So workers in Michigan could see themselves limited to only those 20 weeks that'll be Michigan provided.
Now, and I'm glad you did get to hear at least a bit of Senator Kowal's interview. When he told me that, and I'm paraphrasing my words, that the unemployment benefits system is broke, not going to be broke, but is broke, what would you like to have seen as an alternative, sir?
Well, you know, The one thing is that they are pointing to that, and while it is true that we have some severe problems with it, this extension does nothing to impact that whatsoever. It would not impact that in a negative way or a positive way. The only thing, like you said, that this change that they accomplished on a strict party line vote was to shorten the amount of time that that Michigan workers would be able to receive unemployment benefits into the future. So there was really no impact on the financial situation that the state finds itself in at the current time. This doesn't shorten, and it wouldn't lengthen it. So it's not a it's basically a smokescreen that's been put up by talking about the situation the state system finds itself in.
Well, I guess, I'm not even play devil's advocate. If we're running out of money, we're running out of money.
Well, exactly, but the fact is to use this as a smokescreen for what we're talking about the current time. This, if we wanted to change the unemployment insurance, let's deal with that. We could have done with that separately rather than being the only state in the entire country to basically tell the feds, you know, we're going to calculate our unemployment for our workers totally different than every other state. It's not as though Michigan is the only state in the country, or it's certainly not in the Midwest, not the only state that finds itself in this situation.
Point well taken. One of the things we talked about with Senator Kohl was about rooting out fraud, and you don't think that was part of this either, in your view, from some reading that I've done. Is that correct?
Well, the bill started out that way in the House, and of course, in order to have this legislation passed by April 1st, which was a requirement by the feds, they had to find a bill that was appropriate to amend to accomplish this extension. So the bill started out as a fraud bill, and they turned it into something that could be used, and then, of course, went further than they needed to go. But the fraud, the problem that we had with the fraud provision, there's not a single member of the Senate or the House that I believe on either side of the aisle that supports or doesn't support rooting out fraud. But the problem with the legislation as it came over, it only talked about fraud with the claimants. It had nothing to do with fraud committed by anyone else that's involved in the process. So we would have liked to have seen the legislation address fraud no matter who was perpetuating the fraud on the system. It should have gone after everybody that's involved in any fraudulent claim or any fraudulent reporting of any kind.
Very good. Well, as I said before, there's some of these issues get very complicated, and I certainly appreciate your input tonight and perspective on what happened yesterday and how we'll go forward from here.
All right. Thank you, Cheryl. I appreciate the opportunity to clarify what happened yesterday.
Very good. And I look forward to speaking with you again, sir.
Very good. Thank you
so much. We've been speaking with Senator Glenn Anderson, a Democratic senator from Westland, Michigan. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends on 1320 WILS after this.
Here's your updated Capital City forecast from More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low of 14. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, a high of 32. And tomorrow night, just a few clouds, a low of 16. Looking ahead to the weekend, both Saturday and Sunday, partly sunny.